This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to everybody tuned in, locked in all over North America. I hope you're amazing. Thank you for being here. This show gets started every weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. We've been hanging out for an hour already. Where have you been? We talked about Michael Parsons. Well, at least Jerry Jones just saying more stupid things about him. We talked about James Cook. He stopped practicing for the Buffalo Bills. He's citing business. He wants to get paid, so he ain't practicing. Hey, we talked about the Cleveland Browns. It's like one quarterback goes down, another one comes up. One comes up, one goes down. Dylan Gabriel has a hamstring issue. Kenny Pickett comes back. Shedeur Sanders has a shoulder soreness. He has soreness in his shoulder. And Joe Flacco is just old. Get used to the quarterback carousel with the Cleveland Browns. And we got more to get into in a few minutes, a few seconds. We're going to talk about the Yankees because the Yankees suck. A lot of people are happy about that. I know they are. Hey, I told you about the Cowboys. Asad Youssef is going to be here with us in about 20 minutes. He covers the Dallas Cowboys for The Athletic. We're going to get into this contract signed by De'Aaron Fox to stay with the San Antonio Spurs. Damian Lillard has a new job. He got a lot of time on his hands when he's not rehabbing up in Portland, Oregon. Luka Doncic, newest Laker, not going anywhere. Going to be sticking around with the Los Angeles Lakers for years. And we got so much to do. Thank you for listening on the free Odyssey app, your local Infinity Sports Network affiliate. If you got SiriusXM, it's channel 375. And if you have a smart speaker, ask the speaker to play the Infinity Sports Network. Phone number here, 888-710-4ISN is the number. That's 888-710-4ISN. Shoutouts to the Little League World Series. This is an amazing time of year. I was like, damn it. Botch, I had the Little League World Series on yesterday, and I was saying, this is more entertaining than anything else that I watched all weekend long.
Really? Sometimes the fundamentals of the Little League, I can't take it.
Oh, my God. These are kids. What's the problem? What do they do to you?
If they're supposed to be the best of the best, they should know, I don't know, how to line up, a throw to home, other stuff like that. The stuff that really make teams stand out.
These are kids. They just started.
Yeah, but the amount of money these parents are probably paying for Little League, they should know more than just the basics of, yeah, I throw to first base, stuff like that.
How much is it for a good kid to play baseball on one of these teams on a year?
Well, 30? It depends.
Okay.
It depends if they want to get, like, side sessions of learning how to pitch, mechanics, stuff like that.
Because 30.
30 what?
K.
Ah, that's a lot.
Is it? Okay. A 10?
I think 10? It's like a couple thousand, probably like 10.
Oh, 10, 10. 10?
I'd hope at the highest.
You gotta pay to put the kid in the league, right?
It depends what, like, some teams charge to be part of the team because you get, like, the uniform lessons, right, and you get, like, rented out batting cage spots. But I don't think it's more than $10,000.
Okay. All right. I'm thinking. That's okay. You want your kid. I know if you want your kid to be good at tennis or golf, you got to pay, you know. So I don't know. You're lamenting the fact that these children, that they suck. You don't like them.
Too much time in the gym, not enough watching film, a.k.a. just watching MLB baseball.
How old are these kids? Are they 12, right?
I think the max is 12.
Like Danny Almonte, he was, what, 14, 15 years old?
Yeah. Think so?
He was like a teenager busting their ass. His fastball was, what, like 70-something?
Yeah, which probably translates to like 100-something with what they play.
Oh, my God. I don't remember that story. Danny Almonte. I think at one point he got drafted by the Yankees. Of course, he never made it, but somebody gave him a chance and an opportunity. Just like, why is he mowing down kids? Well, he's older than the rest of them. So there you have it. But, yeah, nah, Little League World Series, I love. What else is there to watch? Ain't nothing else on. I saw they had pillow fights on ESPN. Did you see that?
I saw the Ocho was on. So, like, I am a fan of the Ocho. So I can't really hate on it. I love dodgeball. Love the slippery steps.
They had a ring where you could go pillow fighting. They had a sign-up form where you could submit. Hey, what areas have you performed in? Like, were you an MMA fighter? Were you a boxer? No, I just pillow fought in my basement. Like, now put me on ESPN. I don't know, man. You said there was dodgeball on?
Well, dodgeball was like the original Ocho sport. So
from the movie,
from the movie, but like it's actually a thing now. So
yeah, right.
That happens. And then there's also like there's something called like slippery steps where it's like people race each other up stairs that are covered with like oil.
I told you the Little League World Series was the best thing on. So
that's
as
true.
as a kid just botched a easy throw to first, couldn't even field the ball. But they're kids. They're kids. And speaking of not fielding the ball, the Yankees can't do that either. This kid reminds me of Anthony Volpe of the New York Yankees. The guy got, what, 13, 14 errors already? Damn. New York Yankees on a 3-game losing streak got swept by the Marlins. At least Luis Gil came back yesterday, but he stunk 3 innings and 5 earned runs in his return. The Yankees now have a record. It's not bad, all things considered, of 60-52. But they're now 4.5 games behind the first-place Blue Jays. The Boston Red Sox have been surging. They're in front of the New York Yankees. And the team with the crazy fan base that always thinks that they need to win, even though they haven't won a championship since 2009, Yankee fans are mad. They're mad at everybody. They're mad at Aaron Boone. They're mad at Jazz Chisholm. Jazz Chisholm is falling asleep at first base, doesn't know when to run. Aaron Boone is chewing him out but didn't sit him down. Everybody has an excuse, and people are sick of it. Aaron Judge has been hurt, should be coming back. Gerrit Cole been gone the whole year. Yankees they're pathetic, and they could make all the trades that they want. Fortifying the bullpen, Williams, who they brought in to be closer, he stinks. It's just bad all the way around. The Yankees are back in action in an hour from now against the Texas Rangers. They'll probably end up losing that game, maybe, possibly. Aaron Boone says, man, we got to take on these Rangers, and we got to win because we stink.
I mean, we're going into another tough opponent that's playing well. We got to do it. We got to find a way. Again, we swing the bats really, really good. Obviously, the first night. Again, I thought today was better in the at-bat quality, getting shut down by a good pitcher. But, you know, we got to put it together.
Well, maybe the Yankees win today. Maybe. Maybe. They got Max Fried on the mound. Possibly. And they all stink, and they all know it. Cody Bellinger, first year as a New York Yankee, He says the obvious. We need to play better. Thank you.
We have really high expectations, and we're not meeting them right now. So, you know, I still really do. I have full confidence in this group of guys. Love this group of guys. I think we have really a lot of talented baseball players in here, and ultimately, we just got to play better.
Boilerplate. Imagine some guy from the team, typically Aaron Judge, having to say that. What, I don't know, 60 times a year, 70 times a year? Every day, every other day? Whew. When times get tough, they get tough. And what do you, if you're a baseball player, what are you supposed to say? Yeah, we just suck. We need to get better. What else are you going to say? Nothing. At this point, I'd be telling the media, what do you want from me? I'm telling you the same thing every day. We suck. Aaron Boone, too, he talks more than anybody. Got to talk before the game, got to talk after the game. I'm making a lot of money to be miserable. Aaron Boone's been the Yankees manager since 2018. When they told Joel Girardi, you too miserable, you leave, you're angry. Aaron Boone says, I still believe in the Yankees. At least he does.
I think we got a really good team out there. That gives me confidence. But it's on me, it's on us, it's on all of us to pull it out and pull it out together. But I think we have the makings of a very good club, but obviously we haven't shown it consistently enough.
Yeah, you better hope the starting pitching comes together. You better hope. Gerrit Cole is not about to walk through that door. I mean, you can rely on Max Fried to be numero uno, but the injuries have eaten them alive. Clark Schmidt needs Tommy John. Heal just comes back. They need a lot. They need some offense. They need some runs that don't come via a home run. I mean, let's be real. For the past several seasons, Aaron Judge has been the whole team. Pardon the pun. Excuse me. He's been judge, jury, and executioner. If that guy is not hitting bombs, if he's not driving in runs, the Yankees are pathetic. Maybe bringing in Caballero, they can actually generate some runs on a base pass. But, I mean, damn. The Yankees stink, and now their fans are ticked off. They're mad at Aaron Boone again, justifiably so this time, for kind of giving Jazz Chisholm a little bit of a break when he fell asleep. And I can't even say, Bacha, what was the excuse? Did he give an excuse? Did he know what was going on? Why was he off first?
I didn't see anything, but even still, there's no you're supposed to. If it's on the infield, you're taught. Like I said, these guys pay so much money. Just to not know the little things.
Bruh, stay at first base and then run. What are we doing?
Even so, if the guy dropped the ball, that's not on you. That's on the guy in the infield to drop it and get the out at second.
Yeah, it's stupid. Jazz ain't say nothing. Boone didn't punish him. He's like, oh, well, he was hoping to, you know, just to be ahead of the game if he dropped the ball. Like, what are we doing? Like, I never played formal baseball. I've watched enough of my life to know that. What are you doing? And he got chewed out in the dugout in the tunnel. Everybody's like, what are you doing? And in Aaron Boone, I think justifiably so. I think you do take him out. But the Yankees are losing. They need him. And so what do you want Aaron Boone to do? You punish him here today so they could suck today and tomorrow? And everybody wants to fire Aaron Boone. The Yankees have for years have needed roster adjustments. Like changing Aaron Boone, what do you want to do? Bring back Joe Girardi? What's that going to solve? We go from Mr. Nice Guy to Angry Guy? Like, that's not changing anything unless the Yankees can change the talent on the team. You got Paul Goldschmidt, he's basically fallen off of a cliff since the beginning of the season. It's just, they're not a good team. Bacha, what do you think about these Yankees?
They are a wild card team, most likely. Depend, like, even still, you look at their postseason rotation, it's Fried, Rodon, and then who? Luis Gil, is he enough?
They
is
hope.
Is innings going to be up because you don't want to rehab him? So after that, I know you got the bullpen, but even the lineup is not deep enough.
The lineup sucks.
So first round, second round exit?
Yeah. What else is new, right? And the way they're going, I mean, they're not just going to have a four-game losing streak every other series. So I don't think this is going to be a club that only, you know, wins 80 games. We can go back a decade ago. The New York Yankees had a stretch where they were only in like the 80s when it came down to games won. The Yankees are typically in the 90s. Last season, 94 games. The year before that, a bad 82 games in 2023. The year before that, 99, 92. The pandemic year, who cares, 33. The year before that, 103. 2018, his first season as manager, the Yankees won 100 games. Before he got there with Girardi, 91. Like, the Yankee fans are spoiled. They just want the championship. And they're not close. I mean, even if Gerrit Cole was pitching and he was healthy and he was his typical Cy Young candidate, that wouldn't be enough. The Yankees don't have the bats. They don't have the diversity up and down the lineup. It was one thing to see the Yankees in the World Series last year and just be stymied. And Judge got stymied. He is the offense. And if he ain't clicking, nothing was. There ain't nobody hitting a single or a double or a triple. Nobody. The Yankees and situational baseball do not go together. As much as they are the Bronx Bombers, let's just launch the ball over the right field fence. Can you manufacture some runs the other way? It's one thing the Yankees haven't done in years. They need Derek Jeter back, and God knows he hasn't picked up. Bacha, when's the last time you think he has swung a bat?
Oh, he's one of those guys that's never touched the bat since he retired the last game.
Like, I'm done. Like, I'm done. He's not even doing old-timers day. He's like, I'm done. I ain't swinging no bat for the Yankees, so y'all can make fun of how I look in the uniform. He's like, I got better things to do, like make money. And Derek G's like, screw this crap. And good luck to the Yankees. They suck. You know what? Matter of fact, next hour, we're going to have a conversation with Gabe Lax, okay? Gabe is going to come through, and we'll talk to him about the Yankees. We'll talk about some of these, the teams in front of them, teams that he legitimately thinks have a chance to win it all now that we are a few days past the Major League Baseball trade deadline. We'll have that conversation with Gabe next hour. We are going to take a break, though. And when we come back, we'll have a conversation with Saad Youssef. Okay, he covers the Dallas Cowboys for The Athletic. I'm going to get his thoughts on the likelihood that Micah gets traded. I think it's low. We'll get his thoughts. Maybe even ask him to break down what Nicki Minaj has to do with any of this. I have that conversation with Saad on the other side of the break. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100 plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief show on the Infinity Sports Network. Back on a Monday. Plenty going on over the weekend, including the ongoing saga. Micah Parsons saga with the Dallas Cowboys. They don't just have to deal with Micah. They got their quarterback returning from a leg injury. They have a new wide receiver. The offensive line guys are dropping like flies. Jerry Jones keeps putting his foot in his mouth. Talk about the latest and what we can expect, what we've seen, what's going forward. Joining us right now is someone who covers the Dallas Cowboys for The Athletic. Right now we're being joined by Saad Youssef. Saad, how are you, man?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm very well. I know you're keeping real busy with all the words from Jerry Jones. Why do they still let this man outside to talk?
Well, I mean, everything he's trying to do, he's accomplishing. We're talking about it. I mean, there's a lot of different things and storylines throughout the NFL about training camp and headlines and stuff on the field. But at the end of the day, Jerry Jones is of the belief that no publicity is bad publicity. And with that, the Cowboys are going to be at the forefront of all the headlines, all the talking conversations and on TV, radio, everything. And, Jerry Jones is not just the general manager. He's the owner. And from a marketing standpoint, he's really accomplishing the goals that he always has.
Oh, most definitely. We see that. They have a higher valuation in any franchise on planet Earth right now, probably sitting at 15 plus billion. But that is true. Does he still prioritize winning? It seems like he's his own worst enemy in that regard.
Well, I mean, he prioritizes winning, but he prioritizes winning his way. And that's an important distinction to make. I mean, that's where the divide 30 years ago with Jimmy Johnson happened. That's why there's only a certain type of coach that has to fit the mold of leading the franchise, because Jerry Jones does want to win. I don't believe he's somebody that doesn't care, but he does want to do it his way. And this Micah negotiation is just the latest example of that. I mean, if you look at the way that he's approached it, he wants to be the one that talks to Micah. He wants to be the one that gets the deal done. He doesn't want the middlemen. He doesn't want all these other standard things that go on in a negotiation, such as an agent having a conversation. He wants to do things his way. And if that leads to winning, that's great. But if not, as you mentioned, the valuation of the franchise is still tops in the world. And that's a win for him as well.
Saad Youssef is here with us, covers the Dallas Cowboys for The Athletic. You mentioned David Mulligetta, Micah Parsons' agent. Does Micah, not via the union and the Players Association, have a right to have his agent in contact with the team? And what do you think is the most likeliest of scenarios for them to get this deal done?
Well, if they're going to get the deal done, to me, I would think that it's going to happen in another at least 2 weeks. I think Micah's trade request that he put out on Friday on Twitter really extends the timeline, based on what I know about the Cowboys, because the way that Jerry's going to look at it now, if he does anything with Micah, gets a deal done in the next week or two, it's going to set a precedent for players later on that, okay, if you want to get a deal done with the Cowboys, all you have to do is threaten with the trade request and boom, you'll have a contract within the next week. I think last year when the Cowboys had the holdout going on with CeeDee Lamb, we got back from Oxnard and CeeDee Lamb was signed right when the Cowboys started their training camp section in Frisco. I would think that if Micah Parsons is signed, if he does get this extension, I think it'll be after the team leaves Oxnard next week and comes back to Dallas.
Okay, we'll see if it happens. Is there, of course, there's a possibility. I mean, it was about 30 years ago. Where we saw that Emmitt Smith, he sat out a couple of games to start the season, and then he got a new contract. Do you think that's something that's likely to happen?
I don't think so. I don't think Micah – there's two reasons why. First of all, I don't think Micah will do that financially. I don't think it makes financial sense for him to do that. He is playing on his fifth-year rookie option and making around $24 million. The other thing, though, is Micah just loves football too much, to be honest. I don't think it's in him to watch the Cowboys take the field and not be out there himself. I think his agent would probably love for him to have that option in his back pocket. But we see Micah out there. Look, last year the Cowboys went through this with CeeDee Lamb. The year before that, they went through this with Zach Martin. Both of those players didn't even show up to Oxnard for training camp. Micah showed up. Micah's there. And while he's there, he's hanging around the guys. He's on the jug machine. He's just standing. He's not participating in practice, but he is involved. I just don't think it's in his DNA to be sitting on the sidelines when the Cowboys take the field against the Eagles on opening night.
Well, Saad, outside of any news involving Micah Parsons, we see that the Dallas Cowboys are still trying to get that offensive line together, given some of the injuries that have taken place. What's the latest on what that line might look like?
Well, I think Tyler Guyton obviously getting hurt is tough, but they did dodge a bullet there. He didn't tear his ACL, and he will be back possibly when the season begins. But I think your left guard position is absolutely ironclad with Tyler Smith. The center position is Cooper Beebe. They drafted Tyler Booker at number 12 overall, so he's going to be the right guard, and Terrence Steele has the big contract, so he's going to be the right tackle. I think left tackle is an interesting spot right now without Tyler Guyton in the mix because Nate Thomas has been getting the reps at the number one spot. However, they did just bring back Lyle Collins. But one thing I always say when teams bring players and sign players in training camp, there's a reason they were on the street at this point. And so, you know, I would have a little caution of just throwing Lyle Collins into that starting lineup. But I do think it'll come down to Collins versus Nate Thomas for that left tackle spot.
And the defense hasn't been all that better when it comes down to the corners. We got guys like Carson going down as well. What is this defense going to look like? We know, all things considered, if Mike is there, at least they'll be fine up front. But if he's not, they're going to be complete crap. What are your thoughts on what this defense could look like?
Well, I mean, if you start in the back end, I think Malik Hooker, Donovan, the two safeties, you got them, Donovan Wilson and Malik Hooker, and then you'll have Deron Bland on one side. The other corner spot is going to be really interesting to watch because Trayvon Diggs, I think late September, early October is probably the earliest timeline you're looking at him to come back. And Savone Rovell, I think the Cowboys expected him months ago that he would be kind of working his way back into the action right now in training camp, and that hasn't been the case. Of course, he's coming off a torn ACL, and you don't want to rush a rookie into that position either. So there's questions on the back end. And then on the front end, I think their defensive end spots are fine, but defensive tackle remains a big question mark. Osa Odighizuo will have one spot, but then we saw today in practice, Mozzie Smith walked off and, you know, with an injury. And to be quite honest with you, even if he wasn't hurt, I'm not sure Mozzie Smith is really the second guy. I think Solomon Thomas, who they signed in free agency, probably is the second defensive tackle there. So there's questions at really every layer. I think linebacker is probably where they're best set at right now, which makes sense because that's where they traded for a guy in Kenneth Murray, signed a guy in free agency in Jack Sanborn, drafted a guy, and they have some good incumbents coming back as well. So that's probably the only spot you have that's really without question mark there.
Saad Youssef is here with us, covers the Cowboys for The Athletic. You talk about a trade. How has George Pickens been? How's he looking when it comes to being acclimated to the team?
I mean, he's a dream fit in this offense. What we know about Brian Schottenheimer, one thing is that he will utilize the play action and take shots deep down the field. They didn't really have a guy that could really take the top off the defense the way George Pickens can. And I think that's going to open things up for CeeDee Lamb underneath. I think Jake Ferguson is going to have the seam to work with. There's going to be a lot of stuff that comes with just George Pickens' presence, let alone the talent that we all know that he has and the way that he's able to attack the ball in the air, down the field. He's been showing all of that. He has sure hands. He's on a good rapport with Dak Prescott. I think that's probably one of the most exciting parts of training camp right now is the way that George Pickens has fit in.
Well, we know he's going to be looking for a new contract, what, at the end of this season, right?
That's right. Yeah, he's up after this season, as is quite a few other players for the Cowboys as well.
Yeah, we know Dak Prescott, the guy delivering the football to all of these guys. He's had a history of leg issues over the years. We know that horrific ankle break that he had last year with the hamstring. Basically, it's like it fell off the bone. Are there any concerns about his mobility and his injury history moving forward, or has he kind of been smooth so far this offseason?
Yeah, you know, that's an interesting question. When we chatted with Dak at OTAs, he kind of framed it as the way that, like, he's had an early start to the offseason, obviously, with his season ending in November. He used that as kind of like a positive. The way that I'm kind of seeing him, at least in OTA practices and even what he's doing in training camp now, they do have some quarterback design runs and stuff like that, but I think he's not really going to be that player anymore. And to be quite honest with you, he hasn't been for the last few years, and that includes the 2023 season where he was the runner-up for MVP. So I don't think Dak's mobility is absolutely necessary for the Cowboys to be good on offense, but if he's not going to be mobile, they do need more from their running backs. They need more from the wide receivers. They need a little bit more everywhere else. But no, I think Dak Prescott at this point in his career, with his injury history, as you mentioned, I think he's a pocket passer at this point.
Well, you talk about what the offense will look like under Brian Schottenheimer. At this point, I guess you work for Jerry Jones. You're almost an afterthought. There's not a lot of talks about moving on from Mike McCarthy and even Schottenheimer being here. He's like way in the back because we know Jerry Jones takes a precedent. This is his first crack at being a head coach. What is the overall response to him so far?
Well, I'll tell you, the funny thing is that when Schottenheimer was hired, it was a late January Monday, and that Friday Luka Doncic was traded. And so in Dallas during February, that would have been the talk. The new Cowboys head coach would have been the talk. And then for 2-3 months, that was kind of wiped away, and there was really no talk about that. So you're absolutely right. Brian Schottenheimer, in my opinion, has flown under the radar more than I would have expected him to. But I think the Doncic trade, and in all reality, I know it sounds kind of funny, but I do think that helped a little bit in that regard. And then now I think all the focus is on Micah Parsons and his contract extension. So it's going to come down to what Sundays look like in the fall. Brian Schottenheimer has done all the right things. He said all the right things at the podium. He says all the right things about Jerry, about the team, about everything. But if the wins don't stack up in the fall, and by the way, they need to get off to a fast start because their schedule gets brutal as you go along. If their wins don't stack up, I think that's when you're going to see the spotlight shining the brightest on them.
What do you think that this win total is going to look like? Forget the win total. What do you think this season is going to look like? The NFC East is, I mean, they got the Super Bowl champs. You have a team that shocked the hell out of everybody with a rookie QB, almost took them to the Super Bowl. You got the Giants over there. Okay, fine, whatever. What do you think the Dallas Cowboys are? What's the ceiling for this year?
I think you're looking at probably a 11-win season as a ceiling.
Okay.
And again, we're talking ceiling there because the thing with Washington, and I'm one of the biggest Jaden Daniels fans you'll find, but we saw it with C.J. Stroud last year. The second-year quarterback has to kind of work through the defenses knowing what he's capable of and everything. And by the way, we're talking about Micah. Washington's dealing with their own holdout in Terry McLaurin. How does that impact the way Jaden Daniels plays? So I'm viewing Dallas and Washington kind of on equal grounds in terms of what their ceiling is. I just think Dallas has a much lower floor than what Washington has. I think I don't see Washington going below 8-9 wins, even on the if everything goes bad. Whereas Dallas, I could see it being a complete dumpster fire and being 5-6 wins if everything takes a really left turn.
Yeah, we'll be hearing from Jerry Jones a whole hell of a lot more if that happens to be the case. Hey, Saad, thank you so much for joining us. Tell everybody where they can follow you, your coverage, all your work with The Athletic.
Yeah, I'm on Twitter at SaadYusuf126. And then, of course, like you said, just writing for The Athletic, so you can follow me there as well.
All right, Saad, thank you so much. We'll catch you on down the line, okay?
All right, sounds good. Thanks for having me.
Well, thank you for coming through and joining us, filling us in about these Dallas Cowboys. Yeah, look, we know what the Eagles are going to do. You would think that Washington isn't as good as what they did last year. I know they're still trying to figure things out with Terry McLaurin. You know, I expect that deal to eventually get done as well. And the New York Giants, this is basically, I don't want to call it an experimental year, but there are no expectations for the New York Giants, none. Eventually, I guess they want to pass the baton over to Jackson Dart. Is that going to happen this year? Is it going to be late in the season? We're going to find out sooner than later. So the Dallas Cowboys, they do have a chance, I believe, to be a wild card team if things work out on the high end, if they can stay healthy. It is a lot of ifs with the Dallas Cowboys. What else is new when it comes down to Jerry's world? It's the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. You want to call me, you can. 888-710-4ISN is the number. That's 888-710-4ISN. I'm not going to call this team a dumpster fire. They might be. They have their own quarterback issues. I'm going to tell you about the Indianapolis Colts on the other side of the break, because they say if you got two quarterbacks, you got none. The Colts have an interesting listing for Anthony Richardson, and then also Daniel Jones. We'll get into that on the other side of the break. Hey, we got a point guard in the NBA who just got a new contract. His name is De'Aaron Fox. We'll get into that. We'll talk about Luka Doncic and LeBron James at the top of the hour. As Luka has a new deal, there is so much going on. But right now, we're going to go to a news flash. Here he is, Rich Ackerman.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year, because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. Thank you to Saad Youssef for joining us in the last break. He came through to talk to us about the Dallas Cowboys. He covers them for The Athletic. He believes a deal will be done with Micah Parsons and the Dallas Cowboys in the next 2 weeks. He says by the time they get back from Oxnard, California, of course, nothing is guaranteed. But he believes strongly that they will get a deal done over the next 2 weeks. He doesn't think it is financially prudent for Micah Parsons to sit out some games to start the season, so we can expect to have a deal done sooner than later. If you missed that conversation with Saad, go ahead and hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. I need to let you know that this portion of the show was brought to you by Wesley Financial. Are you stuck in a timeshare and want out? Contact Wesley Financial Group now and get a free timeshare exit information kit at wesleyfinancialgroup.com. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. Talked about the Cowboys, talked about the Browns, their quarterback situation. Pretty hilarious. They got four of them that they're trying to fit in. Kenny Pickett goes down with a hammy, comes back. Dylan Gabriel goes down with a hamstring. Joe Flacco is old. Deshaun Watson, well, he's out. We know he's out. And then you got Shedeur Sanders, who's dealing with a sore shoulder. We'll see what happens. And this I find to be hilarious as well. Because when you got two quarterbacks, you got none. In hilarious fashion, the Indianapolis Colts have just put out their first unofficial depth chart. And when it comes down to the quarterback position, of which they've signed Daniel Jones to a $10 million contract to be a backup, we know he ain't no damn backup. Daniel Jones or Anthony Richardson, that's what they're listed as when it comes down to QB1. Daniel Jones or Anthony Richardson. So they're on an even line, which is hilarious. I don't know. Is this going to be enough to get Anthony Richardson to not turn the football over? Is this going to be enough for Anthony Richardson to not challenge linebackers like he is the Incredible Hulk? Or is he still going to complete less than 50% of his passes? I think it's just a matter of time before we see Daniel Jones take over. Pretty funny. Daniel Jones or Anthony Richardson is pretty much what the listing is for the Indianapolis Colts. So good luck to all the fans in Indy. Good luck on that one. And Bacha, what happened? We're talking about quarterbacks. You mean to tell what the Browns signed another? They signed another quarterback?
Yep. Adam Schefter is reporting that they're signing Tyler Snoop-Huntley, who played last year with Cleveland a little bit.
Yeah, backup.
So, yeah, it's five guys now on the roster.
Five guys. Oh, man, I'm hungry now. Damn. Bacha, do they close at like 10 local time they typically close, right?
I think it's 10 or 11. Damn. Around there.
Man, you're just trying to make me fat. Five guys. Five guys is a type of burger you can only have to end the day. You cannot have five guys and have plans for the rest of the day. Is that accurate? Would you agree with that?
Yes, just because it's like, I wouldn't say it's like super greasy, especially the way they make the fries too, where they just give you unlimited fries for no reason.
Yeah, they give you a bag of fries, yeah.
You get the small one, you get a whole large one because they just dump extra cups in there.
Yeah, forget about it being greasy. It's just, if you eat that food, you are bedridden or on your couch for the rest of, you can't do anything. You cannot have, nobody says, I'm having five guys. And then they eat that and they go, yeah, now I'm just going to go for a walk to walk it off. It doesn't work that way. That food is debilitating. Anyway, the Browns, yeah, they got five guys now. Tyler Huntley. Oh, he played last year. Yeah, Miami. The year before that, he's in Baltimore. So last year, he played five games because Tua went down. He had three touchdowns, three interceptions. This just looks so bad for Shedeur. Is he a mascot at this? He's going to be a mascot. They're not going to play this guy.
It's weird because I hate to bring up like the stats of the training camp, but he's not playing bad. It's not like he's constantly throwing interceptions.
They said he's not getting no first team reps.
I think he got a couple. For the first time. Yeah, but like even still. If he's not bad against the third stringers, why can't he get a shot any other time? It just makes no sense to me.
I don't know, man. They're pulling on this guy's chain. He's going to have to, it's the Browns. Like, he's going to have to get a shot somewhere else. I mean, for all of this, if you knew, and they had all these guys already. when they drafted Shador, I'm trying to remember. I'm going to look it up as well. Kenny Pickett wasn't on the team yet, was he? He came after.
I'm pretty sure they traded for him from the Eagles.
That's before right?
Before the draft.
Wow. Why go through all of this? And that's not to say that he's not going to get a shot. But why go through all of this if you're not going to give him a real crack? And maybe they want to punish him. Maybe this is his punishment. Maybe they really want him to earn it here through training camp. But the way it's moving, if the Browns don't give Shador a shot, if he's not on the roster, if he doesn't get a start or two in the course of the regular season, why do it? Our understanding is that Andrew Berry, the GM, drafted Shador Sanders because he was too good of a talent that fell too far in the draft. And they were just like, you know what? Screw it. We think he got something. And for the value, yeah, let's draft him. We don't owe him a damn thing. If he's good, we keep him. If he sucks, we send him packing back to his dad. But why do you want all the stress and the drama? Give him a chance. Give him an opportunity. What's the worst that can happen? Answer's nothing. You're the Cleveland Browns. They just signed Tyler Huntley. So let's think about that. Joe Flacco. Dylan Gabriel just went down to a hammy. Kenny Pickett, who just came back from a hammy. Kenny Pickett presumably will be quarterback too behind Flacco. You just signed Tyler Huntley. And then you have Shador Sanders. And then you have Deshaun Watson, who's in forever recovery, as the Browns just wait to send him packing. It's, I don't know what the Browns are doing. You thought at least in Indianapolis, at least the Colts, they have some type of idea what the hell they're doing. They're like, Anthony Richardson sucks. Hey, Daniel Jones, come in. It's you. Like, there's no other conversation about anybody else on the team at the quarterback position. But with the Browns, I mean, Kevin Stefanski at this point in time, he's going to show up to work. He's going to close his eyes and he's going to throw a dart at a board. And that's how he's going to go out there and pick who his quarterback is going to be. Yeah, I didn't think this was going to be the case. But if you're a fan of the Browns, you are just wishing, you are hoping that you can close your eyes and Baker Mayfield just pops the hell on up. And so pretty sad, Tyler Huntley with the Browns. Now that Dylan, and they waited for Dylan Gabriel to go down. When Kenny Pickett went down, they didn't sign anybody new. So, man, I don't know if this is a punishment for Shador, but this does not look good. Let's see what he does. They got, what, the Panthers coming up on Friday? Good luck. Let's see if Shador gets some burn. Botcher, they got to play him in that game, right?
The way this is going, I'm fully believing that one of the two of Gabriel and Shador, along with Pickett, will be out. So I think they'll give Joe Flacco maybe a drive and then play, I guess, now.
Pickett? No, he's hurt. He's coming back off the hammy.
So yeah. I think they're going to bench Gabriel and Pickett and play Huntley, Flacco, and Shador.
Shador gets in there, win. The fourth quarter, let's see what you got, kid, against the bums.
Probably.
Yeah, wow. What a world. Damn, he been through it. Did he deserve all of this? Maybe NFL teams think he sucks. Maybe he does suck. We're going to find out. LeBron did better for his son, damn it. Anyway, LeBron's still in the league. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. Speaking of LeBron, when we come back, we'll give you an update on Luka. And LeBron and De'Aaron Fox, all these guys getting paid. Send me some money. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, Infinity Sports Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, Dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.